our fundraising goals this year have been more ambitious than ever. But with that being said, we've had an incredible group of people which make up that committee, and they've worked incredibly hard to actually, I think this year, I want to say we're at about 52 restaurants, which is the highest we've ever had. Normally, we come in at about 40 or 45, perhaps. Mm. So this year, we're well ahead of where we usually are. So there will certainly be some of your favorites from years past, but there will definitely be some new faces there as well represented.
Can you tell us about some of those new faces?
I think one of the ones I'm most excited about, one of our longtime partners is Miguel's Mexican Cuisine there on Kennedy. And just recently, they launched a new concept, more like a tapas lounge kind of venue called Miguelitas, which I've not had the opportunity to visit, but I've heard nothing but like rave reviews about the space. Anyway, like I said, Miguel's has been one of our longtime partners, and this year they went ahead and signed up their new restaurant, Miguelitas. So they will be there participating. Anise Global Gastro Bar, which is one of Tampa Bay's probably most popular and influential restaurants in the Bay Area right now, will be represented this year. And then as far as some of the old classics, though, we'll always have the Columbia restaurant on hand. They are extremely supportive. And then there are several others. But yeah, it's an incredible event. I mean, 52 restaurants at least. It's hard to keep track of them all, honestly. It's a little overwhelming.
I'll bet it is because I think it was Laura Riley in the Times had an article not too long ago about the number of restaurants that are going to be opening this year alone in Tampa Bay.
Oh, my God.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
It's really exciting. It's very, very exciting. And a lot of them aren't necessarily able to participate. Maybe they are just too new, or maybe they are smaller. So there's a precursor event which takes place the Thursday before that. Basically, the idea was born probably about 3 years ago. But what we do is we identify restaurants around Tampa that fall into that category that maybe they aren't able to participate for any number of reasons. And then those that we feel are just really exceptional that should be present, they have the opportunity to be represented at what we're calling That's the Spirit. Hmm. And That's the Spirit is a five-course dinner component that's going to be, again, held Thursday before. So at that point, we've reached out to 10 restaurants, 5 chefs, and 5 bartenders. And they're going to work together along with the folks at Maker's Mark to put together a 5-course dinner where we're showcasing the versatility of the spirit itself and then kind of the creativity of some of the top chefs and bartenders from around the Bay Area.
Well, that's
still a unique opportunity. Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for smaller restaurants that may not be able to provide. I think for the event, we ask restaurants to provide at least 1,000 pieces of food. And so, you know, that's a bit daunting for some restaurants. So when we have folks that are able to, the chef at the Straz actually is kind enough. All of the food for the That's the Spirit event, he's able to get donated. So it alleviates a tremendous amount of stress on our chefs and bartenders and really just requires them to lend their creativity to the event. And then the folks at the Straz do an awesome job of kind of bringing our ideas, our thoughts to fruition. So.
We also have a fantastic craft beer scene here in Tampa Bay, and they're going to be well represented as well.
They have been, yeah. The event itself has been going on for about 30 years. Within the last 2 or 3 years, we've started trying to find ways to appeal to a broader audience and attract some new faces. And about 2 years ago, what we decided to do was develop a beer garden. And as you just alluded to right now, there's a proliferation of craft beer breweries here in Tampa, St. Pete, Dunedin, Clearwater, et cetera. So we have about 13 of those, including one of my personal favorites, Coppertail, that'll be present this year. I love those guys. They participated with us since day one. So they will certainly be out there. And then we have a couple of other local breweries from around Tampa that'll be there as well. The folks that are from Rock Brothers Brewery, they are just getting ready to open up a brewery in Ybor City. An extremely exciting space. Mm. It's massive, and it actually has a stage or a concert kind of venue attached to it. So it's like it's going to be like a really unique entertainment kind of venue with the brewery attached to it. But anyway, they aren't even open yet. They are slated to open their distillery. I'm sorry, forgive me. The brewery and the tasting room around April, which is exactly when our event is. So they'll be present, and it'll be a great opportunity for them to kind of get some early exposure as they're opening the door. So really the event, as much as it does for the Strats, it really does give some of the new guys an opportunity to come and get a bit of exposure.
You know, it really does, because when I've gone to these in the past, some of the restaurants I haven't been to. So I take the opportunity to sample their food, make some new friends, and just have a wonderful evening down by the Riverwalk. That's a spectacular place to have this event.
Well, I think you just said it. It's the opportunity to make some new friends. And I think that's one of the most important things to me as a food and beverage professional in this industry, is that our food and beverage scene is positioned, or that it's founded in, a sense of community. It's super important that, you know, the bars in Seminole Heights are supporting the bars in South Howard, mm-hmm. are supporting the bars and, you know, on Harbor Island, and et cetera. I think that this opportunity, I mean, the way we set up the placements and stuff, you could very easily be, a steakhouse and be positioned next to the folks at the Columbia. And I mean, if you're a new restaurant, having the opportunity to do an event with folks like the Columbia, which is, you know, our oldest, I mean, it's literally a Tampa icon. Mm-hmm. It's just a great way to introduce new guys to our community, to make them feel welcome, to, you know, encourage them to, you know, encourage us to support one another here. So I'm with you on that. It's a really cool opportunity for, you know, folks that are like Miguelitas, who I just alluded to kind of, one, get their name out there, but then also to kind of engage and interact with other hospitality professionals. And I mean, it's super important that, as I said, we develop and cultivate that sense of community within, you know, our food and beverage scene here in Tampa, especially at now, when the rest of Tampa is kind of growing and booming in the wind, which it is. In order for us to successfully develop a legit metropolis, we certainly have to have a strong food and beverage like presence.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot more to the evening than just food and drink and live entertainment. There's a reason for this, and that's the Strass Center's programs and their financial support.
Correct. Absolutely. I think what so many people forget is the fact that the Strass is a not-for-profit. They have an incredibly huge operating budget. They are putting out some extremely valuable programming, which is great, as I just alluded to, for a developing metropolis. But it's also great for young individuals around the city of Tampa who perhaps, you know, have not found their voice, have not found their opportunity to spread their wings. The Patel Conservatory there at the Strass, they do a lot of programming for arts programming for the youth. And we actually just did another one of our events where we had a young lady who went to Tampa's Blake High School, who went on to become a performer on Broadway in The Lion King. And she came back and sang at the event and did a nice little performance. But anyway, what it does is it shows you that, you know, what the Strass is doing is valuable, that it is making a difference, a real difference in people's lives. I mean, this young girl from Blake High School, Blake is kind of in one of the urban areas mm-hmm. here in Tampa. And so for a young lady to leave, you know, a little, you know, urban neighborhood in Tampa and travel to Broadway and, you know, perform one of the greatest plays, you know, to ever, you know, run on Broadway, that's awesome. So what we do there for the Best of Tampa Bay and our other fundraisers, I can't stress the importance of it enough. And so this event, the Best of Tampa Bay, is one of our biggest fundraisers, and it makes it possible for us to continue to create stories like Kissy's and other individuals. Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely so true. Now, one thing I found in the past, it's a great idea to get the VIP ticket. You get in early, you get to sample things first, and it's not quite as crowded. Are there still VIP tickets left?
There are. There will be VIP tickets left, probably at least with a couple of weeks out, but they are going extremely fast. The VIP event is special because, one, you get the opportunity to, as you just said, kind of enter earlier and have kind of a more intimate experience at the start. We usually anticipate about 12 to 1,500 people show up. Those lines at those restaurants get really long, really fast, especially the popular ones.
Oh, yeah.
So having the opportunity to show up that hour early and kind of go through and, you know, check out your favorite restaurants, at least do some recon and maybe find out, all right, this is the place I got to get back to. So, and then in addition to that, it's the only guaranteed seating in the evening.
Ah.
There's going to be some awesome food there. So, you know, I'd hate to have people walking around with that food. So if they're able to get that VIP ticket, there will also be, I want to say about 5 VIP areas roped off throughout the facility. So it's not like you're confined to one space, but rather you have the opportunity to move freely throughout the campus and still have the opportunity to access those VIP areas, get that guaranteed seating, get those cocktails, and, you know, have the opportunity to still be a part of the event without having and have that VIP experience and still be a part of the event without feeling like, you know, just isolated.
Oh, you know, I don't mind being an isolated VIP. I've been doing that for years, so that's okay. Well, Justin, I want to thank you. Go ahead. Well, I'm saying the VIP ticket to me is very affordable at $125 because you do get first crack at everything. But general admission, very affordable at $75 per person, isn't it?
It is. We anticipate that price rising from now throughout until the day of the event. Hmm. So we definitely want to. I know last year we had folks that were buying tickets up until the day of.
Wow.
That's definitely an option. Absolutely. That's certainly an option. But with that being said, early planning here in Tampa is a bit of an oddity. It's a bit of a rarity, but it's a great value. You know, that $75 price, it's all inclusive. It includes, as you talked about, the live entertainment. It includes food from 50 plus of Tampa Bay's best restaurants. The craft beer scene of a craft beer garden is going to be there. The bars themselves at the Strats will be open. I want to say we have about 8 or 9 open bars throughout the campus, and all of that is included in that $75. It's like, hey, I don't know why you wouldn't jump on it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's coming up on Saturday, April 16th. Remember, VIP tickets get you in first. And Justin, for someone to get a hold of those tickets, how do they do that?
Visit the Straz website, and you can actually find those tickets there at the Straz on the Straz's webpage.
All right. We'll put up a link for that, and I'll be there for the VIP hour. I've got years of experience. I know how to do my recon and send someone out for the best dishes. You learn.
My advice to you is to take a friend, so that way you can wait in one line and they can wait in another line.
Oh, you're getting
you know, there you go.
You're giving away my secrets here. No, I'm looking forward to it. And Justin, thank you so much for your time, and I will see you at the Best of Tampa Bay.